So, I have dated a couple guys that I found out after the fact, like after the fact, as in a couple months, that they were married or in a relationship. And it was by no fault of mine. And the only reason why I found out is because I did digging. Now, if you listen to my last podcast, I mean, I don't know why I seem to get into dating or relationships with married men or guys that have girlfriends. It's obviously not something that I go looking for. It's definitely not in my criterion when I'm looking for these guys. But guys are slick and guys know how to finesse and lie like through their teeth, like nobody's business. And the one thing that I can't stand is that girls will get mad at the other girl, but not think for one time to be mad at their dude. It's like, dude, did you even think that the girl didn't even know? Like, why are we getting mad at each other? We need to get mad at these guys. So I'm about to spit some game, and you know what? Some people might hate me for it, but you know what? You shouldn't be fucking cheating anyways. So take it with a grain of salt. Take it for what it is. You're gonna want to stay tuned. These stories are crazy. Okay, so story number one. I forget how old I was, but like whatever. It was years ago. This is not recent. So like whatever. Anywho, I was dating this guy. I'm trying to remember how we met. I think we met on social. I think it might have been like IG or something like that. So anyways, he hit me up on IG in my DMs, and I met up with him. And we were dating for, I want to say maybe like 3 months. And he was like he was alpha male, if you ever knew an alpha male. Now, don't get me wrong, I love alpha males, but he was maybe a couple notches above from what I would like. So let me tell you why. So he was the kind of guy that would text me every morning, like, good morning, babe. Like, and then what's on the agenda today? I would tell him my day, and he's like, okay, I'm gonna come pick you up for breakfast. And at the time, like, I was in college, so and I was working, so I had a busy schedule. And so I, like, anytime I would have days off, I didn't mind spending it with him, but he wanted to spend the whole day. Like, he would be like, okay, I'm gonna pick you up. We're gonna go for breakfast. We're gonna go shopping. We're gonna see a movie, then we're gonna go have lunch, and we're gonna have drinks, and then we're gonna go to the beach. Like, it would be like an 8-hour day. Mind you, this guy like ran a business, and he ran like a moving company. And like, seriously, like, he was like, guys who run moving companies are always like really busy, like, you know. So he obviously had people who were delegating and doing shit for him, but he like was very hands-on with his business. So I will never forget the one day, like, we had been out for hours, and I was in the car with him, and he literally gets this call. And like, he would get a lot of calls, but this time he was like, oh, shh, babe, like, I gotta take this call. And he put his hand on my leg, and I was like, not him shushing me. I know he's not shushing me, like, you know, as if he didn't want me to talk, which I'm a grown up. Like, I know if you're gonna take a phone call, like, you don't want me to talk, like, especially if it's work, it's business, like, I get it. But it was kind of like something in my spirit was like, this seems weird. Like, he's never done this. Now, mind you, like, if you ever feel something in your intuition and your spirit, and you're like, this seems off, listen to it, okay? Stop ignoring it. There's a reason why you feel that way. You're not crazy. So I'm quiet. He's taking this phone call, and it's like one of his secretaries at his job. And she's like, I forget what she was saying. She was like something about work. And he was like, oh, like, I'm just out, like, with some meetings with some clients, and like telling this bold ass face lie. Like, I'm dealing with some clients and doing some lunches, and like, you know, I don't think I'm gonna be in today, and like all this lies. And I'm like sitting there like, why does he have to lie to his employee, like who he's with and what he's doing? That's what I'm thinking in my mind. So I'm like, this is like major red flags. So, anyways, he gets off the phone and he's like, I'm sorry about that, babe. Like, let's go. Let's finish our day. Let's enjoy. And I'm like, you want to tell me why you're lying to your employees about being with me? I shit you not. He like shuts me up and he is like, babe, this is work. I don't need to tell my employees what I'm doing. It's none of their fucking business and you don't need to worry about it. And I was like, okay, like, wow, like you don't need to come at me so aggressive. But I low-key was like, okay, like hair behind the ear, like, okay, babe, like that's hot. And like he would always like grab me or like kiss me, and I was like, oh my God, like he has me under a hole. But then I was like thinking to myself, like, there is something wrong here. So I shit you not, I literally could not let that conversation go. And so instead of like attacking him and questioning him because he wasn't going to give me the answers that I wanted, I did some digging. And at that time, I had Instagram and Facebook. And this is actually around the time I believe I deleted like all my social, like, well, I deleted Facebook for sure. I kept Instagram, but this is when I deleted Facebook. And I'm never going to forget it. It's like so triggering. So, flash forward to me going home, and when I should just be doing my studies, I couldn't stop thinking about the phone call and the shit he was saying and the lies. So for some reason, like I get on Facebook and I'm just trying to like dig and find. And it's crazy because when you dig and when you go digging, like when you put that Sherlock Holmes hat on and you want to find shit on people, you will find shit. Like it will, if you ask the universe, you ask God, you ask people, like not people, like you ask God or the universe for answers, it will be given to you. So be ready. So I go digging. I don't know how the fuck this happened, but basically, what happened is that I had a best friend at the time. I mean, we were best friends since like high school, and I had went to her page. She had an aunt that was her. Wait, hold on. Yeah, my best friend had an aunt that. Okay, so this is how it goes, because this is just like. Just bear with me. So I had a best friend who had an aunt that I was also friends with. I had hung out with her. She had posted on her page. So I had went to like, go to her page, and I don't know, I was like congratulating her. It was like maybe like her birthday or something was going on, and I went on her page to congratulate. I find out that her and I have a mutual friend. And I was like, wait a minute. And so, come to find out, it is that guy. And so, I immediately am like, how does this girl know my man? So, this is kind of odd. Like, this is a little bit crazy. So, then I go, I click on, like his, on his profile. And, like, mind you, let me preface this. I wasn't following him on Facebook. So I, would not have had this information. I just had seen his name. And then I go to his page and find out that my best friend's aunt is cousins with the guy that I'm seeing. Okay. Are you following? Because I know that's like a lot. So basically, I am on his Facebook and I immediately like see the first post, and you won't believe what the fuck I saw. Tell me why this motherfucker is hugged up on a pregnant woman, and I literally see my best friend's aunt like, congratulations, it's a girl, I can't wait to meet her. I literally threw my phone. And I pick it up and I look at this woman. She has a wedding band. He has a wedding band. She is pregnant. She's like nine, 8 and a half or 9 months pregnant. Like, this woman is about to have this baby. And I'm like, that is my man. Like, what? Like, I'm like, what? And then, oh, it gets better. And then I see his moving company on his page on the same post stating, oh my gosh, congratulations. I had so much fun at the surprise baby shower. And this is his assistant that was calling him on the phone when I was in the car when he told her that he was out with clients and lying. Now I see why he needed to lie, because you can't tell the truth to your employee that's at your baby shower with your wife, with your whole wife and child, with child. Like, sir, I literally, and what gets me too is that how small Los Angeles is. Like, this literally was my best friend's aunt's cousin that I was dating. So you can only imagine, like, how shitty I felt. I was like, what the fuck? Like, are you for real? Like, not only are you married, you have a woman who is about to give birth to your child. Mind you, this man and I were dating for months, and he would spend hours a day with me. Like, I'm talking like literally, we would hang out for 6 to 8 hours a day. Mind you, when we were not together, he was always blowing up my phone. And so I literally was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. You gotta be fucking kidding me. And but I couldn't help but think that as a woman who's married to a man and is having his child, how did you not know? Like, if I am married to you and I'm having your child, you better be all up in my fucking face 24/7. Like, you need to be in my face. When you're not in my face, I need to know where the fuck you are at all times. You better be FaceTiming me. Like, I'm gonna have you on a ball and chain. You did not put a ring on my finger and put a baby inside of me to be outside with any other bitch, okay? Or any other person for that matter, okay? Like, the fuck? So you're probably like, did you confront him today? Did you confront him? The fuck, of course I did. Like, are you kidding me? I called him that night and I cussed him the fuck. Like, I literally, it was like, ring, 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 you stupid ass motherfucker, piece of shit. Like, what the fuck? And he's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I was like, no, you shut the fuck up. Like, you're married? You have a child on the way? Are you fucking kidding me? I go off on this motherfucker. He's like, babe, babe, babe. No, like, no. Like, I was like, you're done. You're done. I screenshotted his Facebook, sent it to him. I was like, you're done. Fuck you. We're done. And I blocked him. He hit me up from another number trying to speak his case and all this shit. And I was like, dude, all I said was, I fuck off. Fuck you. Go handle your wife and your child. And that was it. Like, there's really nothing to discuss. I mean, what the fuck would we be discussing? Like, you don't have a side to speak about. And even if you think you have a side, do you think I actually give a fuck? Like, you lied to me, and you lied to your wife, you lied to your unborn child. Like, you're a piece of shit. Not to mention, your child is a girl. Like, so you don't respect your wife? And would you want this for your child? Like, would you want a man to do this to your baby girl when she grows up? Like, like, do guys think about this? Like, I don't know. I don't know. But like, after that, I shit you not, I shut down Facebook. I was like, you know what? I'm done with Facebook. Facebook is where everybody wants to share their business. Everybody's connected. You find out that people, you find out shit that you really don't want to know. And it's crazy. It's like, it really makes you realize how small LA is, California is, the world is. Like, we're all connected with social media. And it's like, I'm grateful I got the information, obviously, because I don't know how long he was going to continue this relationship. But at the same time, it's like, it's shady. It makes you jaded in the brain that someone that you really like had love for and that you thought was being honest with you and that you cared about was just lying to your fucking face. Like, it's crazy. So with that being said, if you ever fucking feel like someone's lying to you, you're being cheated on, you're the other woman or you're the other guy, whatever it is, like, go with that intuition. Like, I feel like it's almost like our angels warning us, like, you think this relationship is perfect, but XYZ is actually going on behind your back, and I'm trying to show you the truth so you don't get hurt. So I'm glad I figured it out at like when I did. I wish it was sooner, but with this example, it goes to show that, like, I'm so glad. I don't know if the girl ever found out about me. I don't think so. But it would be crazy if she would have been mad at me because I was completely in the dark. I did not know. If I had known from the jump that he was married, that he was having a kid, I would have never pursued him. And then you're probably thinking, oh, well, he DM'd you on IG. His IG literally was like just him and like work shit. Like, he had no pictures of his wife, no pictures of his baby on the way, nothing. Mind you, also, he never wore a wedding band. Okay, on either hand, he didn't have a ring of, you know, because sometimes guys will take it off their wedding finger and put it on the other hand. He didn't have none of that. So I know you guys are gonna try to think every avenue and ooh, she knew, like she's lying. No, why the fuck I gotta lie? I don't gotta lie to kick it. Like, if I knew, I would have like known and avoided the situation 1,000%. So that's what it is. But females, like, you need to just be on your P's and Q's, okay? If you're married and you're in a relationship, I'm not saying don't trust your man. I'm not saying don't be all up in his, like be all up in his business and his phone. But I kind of am saying you should because they slick. They slick. Don't let it happen to you. They slick. So with that being said, I am so thankful for all the love and support you guys have been showing me on season two. This is season two, episode two. I hope this was just as juicy and engaging. But just know I have so many stories, so many stories. And if you love my stories and you love this podcast, don't forget to subscribe and turn on those notifications and tune in every week for a new episode of Kitty Litty, My Kittens. So have a great week. And remember, you are loved and to never settle, and you deserve the best. Peace out, my loves. Bye. It's